Good morning, Degrassi. I'd like to begin today with a story. Once upon a time, in a land not so far away, there was a community school called Degrassi. And at this high school, there were students who knew that they had to make a difference. See these students?
Yes. And also at this high school, there lived an evil Principal Simpson who plagued the school with a horrible crackdown.
Hence the Wish on a Star fundraiser?
Yeah. Yeah, it's Shantae's effort to break the curse.
First sign of life around here in a while. I like it.
Want to send a friend a Power Squad wishing star?
I'll just make a donation, save the star for someone else.
And now for a special announcement. Come one, come all to the Enchanted Ball, your very own magical dance brought to you by the Power Squad. 1 hour after school, 3 to 4, heavily chaperoned and dress code in effect.
Wow. Organized, chaperoned fun? Sounds like an enchanted blast.
Hey, it was the best I could do.
Yeah, okay, don't knock it. And plus, Simpson says that Degrassi musicians can play.
Really?
Yeah. Do you wanna, like, do a duet?
Yeah, sounds great. It's better I'll be on stage. No one would have asked me to the dance anyway.
Star?
I used to date the hottest guy in high school. I sang on national television. Now, I'm suffering from prenatal vitamin intestinal cramps.
Not bad, huh?
The cramps, I can deal with. The sudden fall from grace, not so much. My brother can't make it to my prenatal class.
Crappy.
Guess I'll have to fend off judgy moms alone.
What about KC?
Well, you'd think. Being the father and all.
You know, he's probably terrified.
And I'm not?
Just give Casey a chance. I'm sure he's gonna make a great dad.
Okay, go, Casey! Okay, 8, 9, 10! Blue 42! Oh. Oh.
Oh. You okay?
Yeah, just my spine.
What's your name?
Jess.
Jess, I apologize. We were acting like idiots. Idiots. Is there any chance you want to sue us over this?
I don't know. I'll have to check with my personal injury lawyer.
She's cute.
Really cute. Yeah, I ran up to her first.
I hit her with the ball.
You know what? Tell you what. First one to get one of those stars from her gets to ask her out.
Ah, it's on.
So, does this mean you're over Jenna?
Of course I'm over Jenna.
For PDA. Kidding. Holding hands should be allowed. It is Wishing Star Week or whatever.
And which enchanted princess do you have your eye on?
The fairest of them all, Fiona Coyne. So what's the latest? Does she know about your situation? I haven't taken my transgender awareness survey lately. Wait, you guys don't think she's out of my league?
Missing some parts never stopped you before.
Help make dreams come true. Don't forget to purchase a Wishing Star for someone special.
Wesley, did you do this?
Well, yeah, they're wishing stars. Make a wish.
I wish my history test was canceled and that my new dress code pants didn't chafe. What's up?
Do you want to go on a date?
That's right. I won you fair and square at the bachelor auction, didn't I? So what's the plan? Coffee?
Well, I've been saving my allowance, and I was thinking of something a little more special.
It's a surprise, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Jenna. Hey.
Oh, hey. There are you.
How's everything?
Good. Things are good. How about you?
Good. Are you feeling okay?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
We are the Degrassi Power Squad Fairies, here to make your wishes come true.
Jenna.
Who's this from?
I just deliver them.
Not feeling it?
I was actually looking forward to this dance, but what's the point if I can't purchase a new dress?
Life is difficult.
Is there anything left to live for?
I were in New York right now, I'd be shopping for the East Village Artist Ball. It's the night of the year. Crazy invites, stunning couture, and the best part, champagne fountains everywhere.
Sounds awesome.
You have no idea.
Okay, your sketch. Remember, it can be simple, but try to make it meaningful. You wanna feel something.
Diamo. Sketch.
Why would you even come that close with the light? I don't understand.
Hey. Do you mind if I sit?
Of course not.
Thanks for the star. It meant a lot.
Oh. I'm glad.
I have my first prenatal class today. Do you want to come?
Sure.
Really? Oh, good, because I was a little scared to ask you. I mean, ever since, you know, you said you didn't want to be involved, I just thought, oh, whatever. I'm just really glad you're coming.
Yeah, me too.
I'll be in the music room after school.
Cool.
Goodbye.
See ya.
You didn't send her that star, did you?
But if I didn't, who did?
So may I go to the bathroom, please?
Sure, make it quick. Don't forget the hall pass. Casey was supposed to be here 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, I'm sure he just lost track of time.
No, I know, Casey. He's avoiding something. It's because he wants to. Why would he send me a wishing star if he was just gonna ditch me?
I may have sent you that.
What?
Yeah, you were sad and I felt bad, so I wanted to cheer you up.
Oh, how could I be so stupid?
You're not stupid.
You're right. I'm just a big, fat pity case. You know, I keep on holding this idea that Casey's gonna come around, but face it, Jenna, you're going through this alone.
Whoa, no, you're not.
I'm gonna be late.
Well, wait. I'm gonna come with you then, right? You could use a friend there.
You don't have to do that.
Well, I can't let you fight off all those know-it-all moms by yourself. Hiya!
Great first class, everyone. What an adventure. Now, in the coming weeks, we'll continue to work together to make sure that you strive in the journey that is parenthood. Since we're almost out of time, I'm going to quickly open up the floor and ask, what are your deepest fears?
Mm-hmm. Not being a good mother.
Okay.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
So, after birth, does stuff go back to normal?
Loss of sex drive.
Sev?
No. I meant, like, in life.
No. Very common question. It takes some time, but yes. First time daddy?
Oh, no, he's not the father. Just a friend.
We love friends here. Other fears?
Doing this alone?
These are very common fears, but let me tell you, we're not gonna let them happen, okay? We're not gonna let that happen. We're not gonna let that happen. We're not gonna let that happen, okay? Let's give the pregnant moms a break. Partners, it's bath time.
I guess that's me.
Hey. Cute top.
Oh, thanks.
UU Lime, on sale.
That's Roman. Not the father, but still going to be an awesome dad. You know, I was always worried people would judge me, but sometimes the right guy is the one you least suspect.
Even if he's not the biological dad?
That's just how it works out sometimes. Can't fight fate.
Yeah. That's what I always say.
Who's it from?
Starts with a J and ends with an S. Nada. What's the fun in playing when your opponent doesn't even care?
I can't stop thinking about Jenna.
Oh, man, I knew it. So, did you go to baby class yesterday?
No, I bailed. I'm such an ass.
You still like her?
Yeah. She's still Jenna. I like her a lot.
Have you told her that?
Agreeing to be with Jenna means agreeing to be a dad. I don't know what to do.
Okay, well, my only solution involves a time machine and a big box of condoms. I'm sorry, I can't help you. Condoms.
I had a wet dream yesterday in class.
Isn't that supposed to happen in the comfort of your bedroom?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Maybe your plumbing's backed up.
I don't think it works that way. I was merely dreaming about Anya and, hello, volcanic eruption.
Okay, in this dream, what, she thought you knew?
Barely. Wait, what if she kisses me on our date?
Okay. You don't gotta worry about a kiss, because I think at this rate, a simple handshake might set you off.
It's not funny.
I'm sorry. I need to relax.
I can't. You're cool. It's easy for you. This might be my only chance to ever go on a date. I'd like to get through it accident-free. I want it to be good.
Okay. All right, Wes. All right, look. Let's get real here. Anya, right, is a beautiful, experienced woman, right? And Wes, well, you know, you're
not even in control of my own bodily functions.
Maybe you should cancel.
Thank you, for sure. Can I ask you something?
You just did. I mean, sure, of course.
What's your honest opinion of Sav? You know, just trying to get a sense of him since we're working together in the band and stuff.
Well, he's a dork. But in the best way possible.
He's cute.
He's caring, even when you do the wrong thing.
Wow. You guys sound close.
Yeah. That's what happens when you run a student government together.
Do you know what happened with Anya after she got pregnant?
Right, that happened. All you need to know is that he was 100% supportive. A saint, really.
He must have been devastated after the miscarriage.
Such a tragedy. He probably would have made a great dad.
Performing together for the first time, here's Sav Bhandari and Jenna Middleton.
The light you shine so brightly lit the star in my eyes. And now that star is falling from the sky. Goodbye.
Thanks, Degrassi. Enjoy your remaining 10 minutes of school-sanctioned fun.
I like a punk rock chick with hair just like Rihanna, like a...
Okay, that dance was lame. But playing with you, the best ever!
I could get used to this. It gets lonely just me and my guitar.
Oh, I know what you mean. And we make a good team.
You think so?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We definitely have a connection. Our harmonies were totally in sync. We killed it. Wow.
I know.
Sav, you back there? I need a hand taking down the ticket table.
Be right there.
And hey, darling, I hope you're good tonight.
Whoa.
And I know
this place is... Whoa!
Better than lunch in the cab.
I have to bring Fiona here someday. How'd you guys find it?
Oh, Eli and I were just on one of our urban adventures, and we just stumbled upon it.
Did you just say urban adventure?
Where you're standing right now? This is where I deflowered Claire.
Ew, you didn't. He did not, okay? We had a picnic. We kissed. Say two.
And it was parfait.
And we shouldn't be talking like this in a place of worship.
Abandon place of worship.
Imagine candles here, twinkly lights on this tree, an ice bar.
Did you just say ice bar?
We have to throw a New York style party.
I hate to pigeonhole us, but are we really the party throwing types?
The anti-crackdown party.
In a secret location, bring your crush.
Wow. I mean, that sounds amazing, but why the sudden need for a party?
Well, Fiona says she's missing this event thing back at home. So.
And if the girl you like can't get to the party, bring the party to her?
Something like that.
Goodbye, brave night. Somebody enjoys sweeping?
No, I just haven't had this feeling in a while.
What feeling?
The feeling in your tummy where you finally found the right person and that they can make everything okay.
You're sure that's not just the baby kicking?
Polly J, I'm falling for someone.
Well, that sounds just like a fairy tale.
Who is this Prince Charming? Sav Bhandari.
Pardon?
Can you believe it?
No.
Considering we're seeing each other.
What?
Yeah, you and Sav.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, kind of.
Well, I'm sorry, Holly J, but he's into me.
Okay, just in case you haven't, you know, looked down recently, you're with child.
I don't think it matters.
Well, I think your prenatal vitamins are getting to your head.
Obviously, you don't know me very well. Getting rid of insignificant, temporary girlfriends, it's kind of my thing.
Honey, save yourself the embarrassment. Sav will never go for you. Not in a million years.
Watch.